And ladies and gentlemen, I started to change my mental attitude. And if I hadn't have done so, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you today. And I wouldn't be talking to millions of people in this and other countries of the free world through my books if I hadn't changed my mental attitude and become positive instead of negative. I started in to repeat this in earnest. And by the end of the month, I not only believed that I'd catch up with Mr. Carnegie, but I knew that I would excel him. And believe you me when I tell you that I have long since attained that objective. And I'll tell you why I've attained it. Mr. Carnegie made not over 20 or 25 millionaires at the most. The millionaires that I have had the privilege of making, they're legion. They're all over the world. But that's not the main claim for my having outranked Mr. Carnegie. I have brought men and women together in a spirit of understanding that didn't exist. I've helped men and women to find themselves in all walks of life. I have saved men and women from suicide by helping them to find themselves. I have done for the world things that Mr. Carnegie never did do. And not only that, but what I have done has been recorded, it's been tested, it's being taken to a free world, and it's going to benefit millions of people who are not yet born.
You will be able to benefit as well if you listen and apply these 17 principles. Action is the key to success. First, a look at the foundation of this philosophy and an overview of what you'll hear throughout this program.
Stated as briefly as possible, it is the organized know-how of the men who have done most to develop and stabilize our great American way of life and our system of free enterprise. Mr. Carnegie gave away most of his money before his death, but he entrusted to me what he said was the greater portion of his riches, which consisted of the means by which he acquired his wealth, and committed me to devote my life to taking this knowledge to the people of the world. It was the one quality without which no person may achieve noteworthy success in any calling, and I may add, it was a quality I did not know I possessed until it was disclosed by the searching mind of the great Andrew Carnegie. It can be acquired by all who master and apply the idea of definiteness of purpose. This quality consists of the habit of turning on more willpower instead of quitting and accepting defeat when one is faced with difficult problems and the going becomes hard. Now, the vast majority, approximately 95% of the people of all countries, go around and around without aim or purpose. They drift with the circumstances of life, good or bad. Whereas the successful individuals create their own circumstances and ride them to victory.
The path to greatness may not be easy, but that's to be expected. What you might not expect is the source of some opposition.